Yes, so Charlie Austin is here. She's going to shout out hello while she's sitting up at the same time. Right, Charlie?
Hi.
you're all right, Charlie? You're feeling at home already,
I'm
yeah?
I'm very excited to be here.
Excellent stuff. All right. Well, look, I'm going to be playing Kooks. She moves in her own way. And Charlie will be coming up in about 10 minutes' time. Now, I can't wait for Charlie to play. So rather than have a long chat before, we're going to go straight in and have... actually, Charlie, do you just want to tell us a little bit about the track you're going to play? And well, say hello as well, I suppose, at the same time.
Hello. I'm going to play a song called Sleep When I'm Dead. It's a very upbeat song about death that I like to play at the beginning to make people feel, relaxed and comfortable.
Excellent stuff. Okay.
Cool. So, sometimes I get a little bit lost and I wonder if I'll ever get by. But you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. To think twice, to take a risk is easy when you see no sacrifice. All attitude, no compromise, racing round in circles as the time flies. Oh, how the time flies. Sometimes I get a little bit lost and I wonder if I'll ever get by. But you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. Didn't matter what came my way, whatever happened, I would give it a try. But you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. In my reflection, I can read between the lines. An everyday reminder of the preciousness of time. Now I've got gratitude, I see things through new eyes. Holding on to every moment as the time flies. Oh, how the time flies. Sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. Didn't matter what came my way, whatever happened, I would give it a try. But you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. Oh, you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would die. Oh, you know, when I said I would sleep when I'm dead, I never really believed I would. Love that applause.
Wow, that was amazing. Wow. So, look, we're going to be hearing a little bit more from you. You're going to play a couple more tracks for us.
Cool.
I know it's cheeky, but I know that everyone else wants to listen to some more tracks. That was just amazing. Your voice.
Thank you.
Unmistakable. Right, okay. The Cause Radio. Charlie Austin. Charlie, how you doing still?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, lovely to be here.
Good stuff. You know, Patrick's still here because he does love a freebie. He does love a freebie gig sitting in the background there. and he's actually put it up on Facebook as well, a picture already of you singing, which your voice is unmistakable. No one could get confused to who was singing. And that really is key to any successful artist, really. And I do feel privileged when you know you're sitting here and we play tracks all day and I talk nonsense to you as I always do, and then when I have the live drive sessions, I do always feel privileged, and so it's a wonderful thing. So, and you really do command the space, and I've got a feeling with you, it doesn't matter if you're playing to one person or 4,000 people, that you will, we'll all get that same experience as myself and Patrick have got now.
I definitely try to do that, because I think, you know, you can, you could be having a terrible day as a performer, but someone's come, you know, because one person's come to the gig.
Sure, yeah.
But that person has paid their money, they've come to the gig. And actually, I do, especially after lockdown, I feel what a joy it is for me to be able to play to whoever and whenever, because I just love it. So, you know, yeah. I think it's important to put on the whole show, whether or not, yeah.
So, listen, what started you off? What made you pick up the guitar? Was it another instrument you picked up?
Well, my dad is a musician. He would play in pubs around, and we were surrounded by people he played music with. We used to go on holidays to France, and he'd get a gig in the village square, and so that was we sort of absorbed music.
Wow,
like,
yeah.
It wasn't, we didn't get sent to lessons or anything. It was just kind of like there were guitars around the house and people who played the drums would come, you know. So yeah, that was the original thing. But I was a very, very shy child, so I would just sort of squirrel myself off and play in private and for about 20 years.
A lot of musicians are, though, really shy. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? That how people all get on stage. It's really strange, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
There must be a book about that somewhere, I'm sure, a podcast at least. Right? So you've got a gig. The reason that we got you in today was so lucky, and thank you as well for coming, because you have come from quite a long way. You've come, got on the train as well, and then
from
the bus.
Hastings,
Goodness me, you've got the train, the bus, the
two trains, DLR, and then the Elizabeth line for the first time, and then the bus.
The Lizzie line and the bus.
I'm really seeing all the sights.
Oh, goodness me, yeah. But obviously you've got a big gig tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, it's Great Dunmow Music Club. So it's actually sold out, so I can't promote it for people to buy tickets, but that's a lovely problem to have.
Yeah.
I sort of met the guys. They put on Great Dunmow Festival, and then they sort of got in touch and said, we're doing this acoustic club and we're starting to do it every couple of months. Do you want to come along? So, of course, excited to do it.
Yeah, and so if people want to, we're going to have more chats as well as listening to another one of your songs. But if you're looking now and thinking, oh, I'm going to have a look, have a little Google, don't Google Charlie Austin with a S-T-I-N, because I know, because you know I'm a footy mad player, you'll end up looking at a footy player.
Exactly.
I believe he plays for Swindon now. So it's Charlie Austin, A-U-S-T-E-N, if you can't wait and you're looking now. But Charlie, do you want to play another track for us, and can you tell us a little bit about it, please?
Yeah, this one, it's about the Pride Parade, and there's always a... There's often, especially the London one, there's like a group of people that come along to tell you you're wrong. and that's this. That's what this song is about. It's called Saved.
Brilliant.
So let me get this straight. You take your gleaming summer Saturday, you come here to rain hatred over those your God created the wrong way. When all around are rainbows, you can't see that there are even shades of grey. Well, come on, put down your banner, man. I'm telling you there is another way that you might still be saved. Oh, you might still be saved. Yeah, you might still be saved. Well, let's rewind this scene. They got you clean after you hit the ground, and with their righteousness, your lifelong indignation makes a bigger sound. Yeah, you found the Father you've always wanted, got that Holy Spirit too. When your whole life you've always been haunted, Another ghost is nothing new. But hey, you know there is another way. Yeah, you might still be safe. Oh, you might still disgust. It is poison, but for you, not for the rest of us. So I hope you find peace before your time is up. And hey, you know there is another way. Yeah, you might still be safe.
Well, yeah, so just before the break, we did hear another beautiful track, an absolutely beautiful track, from our guest today, Charlie Austin. That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just like, and the lyrics of that obviously resonates with me and a lot of other people, but I've got a lot of friends that are Christian, practicing Christians, I suppose you'd say. Yeah. I don't know, there's so many doing very, so we just want to make clear as well that not everybody feels that way. And yeah, and some people do feel that way and they will never change. Yeah.
I also have friends who are, yeah, Christians. I know, yeah. Someone I went to uni with who I really am, is a really dear friend, and he studied physics at uni, then became a vicar. And I know that there are lots of people within the church who are very supportive, and that's why I feel like it's more sort of like, I don't want people to use religion as an excuse for homophobia. And actually, I genuinely feel, it made me feel sad for the people who, like, come to be hateful on a day which is, it's a love parade. Like, it's really, you know, it's a celebration of love. Yeah. And I feel like, I just hope that, like, acceptance and joy comes into your life, because I really... You know, even though...
Yeah. Love is love at the end of the day, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's right. Can't tell us who we can and can't tell them. I think that's the thing. Now, we still have Charlie Austin. Remember, Austen, not I-N at the back, here. And she's going to play another track for us. But I just want to talk about what you're going to be up to. Because obviously you've got the gig that's a sellout, so we can't plug that for you. So...
yeah. Well, this is the end of my run of gigs. I've had a few in the run-up to this, and then I'm having a little break to kind of record some things. So a few of the songs I've played today, I haven't actually got recorded versions of. So the last one I played, and this next one, and a whole lot other... Yeah, so I'm going to be recording at home and for a release later in the year. The plan had been to release now, but I didn't quite get around to it. So, and then I'll be doing some more gigs in kind of September, October time. Hopefully back to Essex again, if you'll have me.
Of course, you can come back anytime, yeah. Nice. But just want to quick, because you've supported so many people. I played Squeeze earlier, and you've supported Glenn Tilbrook.
That's
right. I was stressed, I couldn't remember his name for a second there. Awfully sorry, Glenn, if you're listening in. Yeah, so, and a Nine Below Zero. Now, it might actually think, think, oh, hang on a minute, I've heard of them before. They're a 70s punk band, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
if people
right.
just listen to you now thinking, how did you end up supporting them? How did you meet them?
It was so Dennis from the band runs a jam night in Greenwich, and it's the Pelton Arms, which is used for only Fools and Horses.
Yeah.
It's and he does a monthly thing there, and I came to see my mum's husband play, just get up and do a couple of songs because he's a fan of the band, and he got me up. So I don't know if it was his plan, but he sort of went, oh, what key do you do Stormy Monday, and it got me up to do a song. And then miraculously Glenn was in the audience and came up to me and asked me for my number, like for musical wow. purposes, of course, at the end of the gig. And my mum was like, is this Glenn Dilbrook? And I was like, shh, yeah, I know. So then, yeah, they were recording an album at his studio. Mm. And then they called me a few days later and said, we want you to come and sing this song for the album. And yeah, it's just gone from there, and it's been an amazing ride.
Wow, because you even ended up playing at one of the most beautiful places in London, the Albert Hall, right?
Yeah, what an experience.
You can sense the history as soon as you walk through the door. Like, yeah. It's just like, what's it like being on the stage? Because it's you can feel it when you're in the audience.
Incredible, obviously. Yeah. It's just it was a high, you know?
Yeah, totally.
With that, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, listen, so look, we could talk to you all day here on Phoenix FM, but what are you going to play? We'll have to get you back. It's Pride Month next month, so we'll have to get you back again on all those trains and tubes and buses and planes. to come back again and play for us for Pride. But what are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play a song called Four Tiny Frames, and it's inspired by a magazine article I read about photo booths becoming a safe space for gay people in the decades when it was illegal and you could be arrested here. Mm. And you couldn't take a selfie. You had to have someone to take a photo. You had to have someone to develop it. So suddenly the photo booth is invented and there's a place where couples could get a picture of themselves, which I found very, very touching. So I wrote a song about that. Right. Hidden in plain sight, I found a place where it's alright to make a scene with you. A coin in the slot, a click as it drops, and we're stars in our own little world for a minute or two. So won't you come with me tonight? The flashlight up everything we've been keeping from view. Between us and the lens, there's no need for pretense. Once that curtain is drawn, well, we know just what to do. Just feel, don't think. 4, 3, 2, 1. Four tiny frames. We have only this moment to try to contain every stolen glance, every smile, every walk in the rain. Behind then the history books can pretend that we were only ever really good friends, when the truth is that I was wholly yours and you were truly mine. We were quietly radical. Oh, my love, we were magical. To stare in the face of us and to know that we were always here, we'll always remain so lean in. Don't blink, just feel, don't think. 4, 3, 2, 1 4 tiny frames. This moment to try to contain every stolen glance, every smile, every walk in the rain. All that we are in just 4 tiny frames. 4 tiny frames. We have only this moment to try to contain all those years of our tears, of our laughter, our passion, our pain. All that we are in just 4 tiny frames.
Cheers, Charlie. Yeah, so remember, you go to Charlie Austin with a STEN music.com and check out all things Charlie there. Charlie, thanks ever so much again. Cheers. You'll have to come back
soon. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.